Welcome everyone to Hacker Public Radio. This is Droops, and today I have Skydog with me, and we're going to be talking about Freaknik. And I believe this year is the first year Mr. Skydog's in charge of Freaknik.
That is correct. This is the first year. Last year I was the vice president, so I got to sit second seat and learn how it's done from Dolomite, and this is the first year I'm in charge.
And how many years has this convention been going on, and where is it?
This is actually the 12th year. It's Freaknik 12. It's held in Nashville, Tennessee, of all places, if you can imagine. It is a place called the Days Inn. Oddly enough, the last hotel in Nashville that will allow us to have a con there. We've been blacklisted everywhere else for having too much fun, so this is it.
Good deal, good deal. And you've obviously been going since Con 1?
I joined at the Melee at Freaknik 2. I have the t-shirt, and I also have the badge from Freaknik 2, and I have everyone from there on, and I think the first Freaknik that ever took place was more like a bunch of guys getting together, similar to DEF CON, and Freaknik 2 is when it started to pick up some speed, and you had a lot more people show up, and it's all been downhill from there.
Good deal, good deal. Now, Freaknik is an interesting con. I enjoy going to it more than any of the others I've been to, and it's not particularly the quality of the speakers or the niceness of the hotel or the... It's just a good time to get around and talk to your friends. There's only one track, so you're not going to miss one talk to see another. It's just a good time to sit around, hang out, and learn things and hang out. I don't know, I've said hang out 20 times. Maybe we should make that a drinking game.
Yeah, there's a lot of hanging out going on. The nice thing about Freaknik is it's a smaller con. Actually, the Bruce and Heidi Potter from ShmooCon show up, and they enjoy coming to it because it's a small con. You can meet pretty much everyone there in a single weekend. Typically, you can have a drink with everyone there in a single weekend. It's not very difficult to do. We do have a single track. We've tried to do a lot of interesting little events and parties and, you know, impromptu contests and things like that to kind of make things fun for everyone that shows up. We want to have a little bit of everything for everybody. We're not just a vulnerability type of conference. We don't just sit around and discuss about computer security. We kind of have a wide range of topics that people are talking about. So a little bit for everyone if we can.
And a lot of people bring their wives and girlfriends and kids and things like that also.
Yeah, we had some guy that showed up with his kid last year. Droops, I think was his name, something like that.
You know, I've had another one since then.
Oh, the state lets you procreate again?
See, you have to have a license to do pretty much anything, like to open a business or to drive a vehicle, but not to have a kid. Just any monkey can do it.
Some people have hobbies, I guess. Well, never mind. We'll let you go on that one. Yeah, it's kind of odd. I did get an email from someone who wanted to bring his three daughters, and I kind of panicked at that one. But they were younger, and he wants to get them involved in the computer scene and said, you know, what can I expect when I come out? And I came, gave a pretty, realistic estimate of what was going to take place and let him know the whys and how fors of what you should do and what your kids should and shouldn't be available for. And he was pretty impressed by that. I believe he's still going to bring them. Much after all of the warnings I gave him, he decided to bring them anyway. We don't mind having younger kids there as long as they're supervised, as long as you understand there's going to be some wild and craziness here and there, and some boobies. So you have to keep that in mind.
Good deal, good deal. Do you have a list of the talks in front of you, or do you know them off the top of your head? You want to talk about a few of those?
As much as everyone thinks that I know everything about the con off the top of my head, I don't. I do have a list in front of me. I can kind of give you a rundown. We've got some pretty wild stuff in store. Some guy named Droops, I don't know who this guy is, but he keeps showing up here and there. I was going to do a talk with Morgellon on Arduinos, the open source programmable PIC chip board system. I think that's going to be a really nice one. We've got a lot of guys in the Hacker Consortium interested in checking that information out. We have another guy doing a talk on the Live's open source video editor. One of our local guys, Trip Squire, is going to do a talk on the legality of war driving. We do have one that does kind of scare me. We have one called Open Source AK-47s. And if you can imagine, this is actually a group of guys who are making their own parts for AK-47s. Outside of the receiver, as long as you purchase the receiver outright, you can build the components of the rifle around that. And they'll be bringing in parts that they've made, and they actually have custom forming presses and things like that. So it's pretty much, you know, completely different from anything we've ever done at Freaknik, but it's open source, and we thought we'd include it, and it's probably going to get a lot of press, I think. But
yeah, that sounds really awesome.
It should be fun. It should be fun. It will make me nervous to have. Well, we do the geek shoot on Sunday after the con, so there are typically firearms in the hotel, but they're locked away. The actual thought of having an AK-47 in the ballroom and have someone explaining how to build one scares the willies out of me. But it should be good, though. It should be a good time.
Good deal.
We had Hacking the Mind-Body Connection, which is another talk that I thought would be interesting, that kind of gives a little bit about kind of hacking your body from the standpoint of not mutilation with piercings and things like that, but sort of the body energy and things like that. I thought that would be interesting. I have another talk by Russell Butterini, one of our sort of local guys on the Hack 5 U3 Switchblade, and using it as an incident response and forensics tool.
Actually, on that, I was talking to Mr. Mubix. I never can say Mubix. It right. And
Mubix.
He looks very interested in that talk.
Yes, Mubix is one of the guys that appears on Hack.5, and he's got his own podcast that he does. He and I have run into each other many times at both Shmoo and DEF CON. He's a really good friend, and this should turn out to be a very good talk also for all of us who walk around with a few thumb drives in our pocket. It'd be nice to have something for a live incident response tool in your pocket next to your keys. Mm-hmm. So, but Mubix will be there also. I think we've got a couple of open slots, and we're talking about having him do a talk also.
Good deal.
I got to him late, but we are doing there. In addition to doing some actual real talks, we have a little bit of fun. The theme for this year is actually Escape from a Fallen Planet. You have to hit the website to kind of see what the scoop is on that. But we're having Friday night at 6 o'clock, we're having the Escape Feast in the parking lot. Dolomite will be out cooking hamburgers, or actually cooking hot dogs and things of that nature for us to consume. Then at 8 o'clock, we're getting together for Dolomite and a buddy of his named Aaron Shelton to do a talk on beer hacking. We figure it's late enough in the evening. It's time to have a drink or two, and they'll be doing some real world examples. If I understand correctly, they'll be making some it's a cider, but it's a certain type of cider, apple vine. They'll be making apple vine on stage in real time, so everybody get to see that take place. If you've been to Freaknik before, Decius does a drunken rant, and it is actually a real live drunken rant. We get him plastered, and then he picks a topic sometime during the day, and then we set him loose for an hour or so. It's usually pretty entertaining. He's a very knowledgeable gentleman, and usually when he's plastered, it's a lot of fun. After Decius does his rant, Dual Core gets up, and Dual Core is a nerdcore rapper. It's not Dual Core. He's with Dual Core. It's Int 80. He's performed at ShmooCon, he's performed at DEF CON, he's been all over the place. He actually performed with a guy named Keith at ShmooCon. We all go out to a bar afterwards and everything, and he got on stage and really rocked the house. We had a good time. And that gets pretty late into the evening. We will be doing Ashley Schwartow, the daughter of Wynn Schwartow, is showing her documentary Hackers for People Too, which should be a pretty good time. I've got a copy of the DVD and I've watched it. It's really interesting, a lot of good information there. And that pretty much closes out the Friday night running of things. And if you make it up sometime at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, we do the Wi-Fi race. If you go to wifirace.com, we have the fourth annual, I believe at this point, the fourth annual Wi-Fi race that I sponsor. It's a race inside an 11 square mile area in Nashville. You have to track down a fox that's got an access point in their vehicle. And you see the details there. I've got video and all kinds of fun stuff like that. But it's just kind of a bizarre mix of things going on. I'm trying to think here. We have Scott Moulting showing up this year. I just took his data recovery class in Atlanta. He's doing a talk on at least 10 things you didn't know about your hard drive. I went to his class. It was like being fed from a fire hose. The guy's got a lot of good information and definitely good stuff. I'll be doing a talk with a bunch of the crew from here in Nashville about starting your own hackerspace. One of the side projects, we have the Hacker Consortium, which if you can spell it out, it's hackerconsortium.com, but it's the best we can tell, the third largest hackerspace in the United States is nonprofit. We'll be talking about how we got that started up. Let's see, Cowboy Dan's doing a talk on software-defined radio. I've had a lot of good feedback on people wanting to see that. Iron Geek's doing a talk on hardware keyloggers. Anyone who's ever seen an Iron Geek talk knows this is an awesome talk coming up. We did have some fun stuff. Bruce Herman is going to do a talk on the art of the approach, the steps to attract women. So I'm kind of keen to see on whether this is going to be a fun little hangout kind of talk or whether they're going to heckle him. But hopefully, one way or the other, someone will pick up some good hints and tips on that. Later in the evening on Saturday, Bruce Potter is going to get up and talk about three cool security technologies you've never heard of. And if you've ever seen Bruce talk, very animated, very funny, but a very, very knowledgeable and intelligent guy. So we usually pack the room whenever Bruce gets in to talk. Nathan Hamel and Sean Boyer, they actually did this talk, a similar talk to this. Satan is on my friends list attacking social networks, which has to do with MySpace and a few of the other social networks out there. Nate has done a lot of work with those groups and found some interesting flaws available. I think probably the most controversial one outside the AK-47 talk is David Hickman and Joshua Restivo are going to do a talk on the government found child porn on my PC, what now, or now what, which is, I think the title to that one makes me cringe a bit, but after reading what they're going to talk about, it should be a really interesting talk. We do have, after that, there's an open space. Billy Hoffman has run into some scheduling conflicts. He was going to do a talk, and unfortunately, he's not going to be able to this year. So his slot kind of opened up, and I've got some people I'm going to see about putting in there. But typically, he is the last person to talk on the weekend and one of the really engaging talks. And I worry every year that I'm going to get my first cease and desist for the con, but haven't yet. We also have a lot of other things that go on. We have the presentation of awards for all of the different contests and things we have going on. We will have rewards this year. Not Larry has put together a rewards contest. Lady Merlin and Wynn Schwartau are doing the scavenger hunt this year. It's been off and on. We had one last year. The guys that did the last year don't want to do it this year, so Lady Merlin stepped up and took care of that. So in the evening, we're going to do the presentation awards for that. Then comes the classic Why You Suck, which Neoteric or Timball and Mike Lynn actually get up and do the Why You Suck. And it is a absolute hoot. If you got caught in the Why You Suck, you get to get on stage and defend your honor and get a beer for it. And after that, the parties begin. It all goes downhill. You get to meet and party with everybody there.
Good
so
deal,
if you can make
deal.
That, make it through that and get up on Sunday morning, you've got the geek shoot, but most people just want to go home, go to sleep.
Yeah. I would love to go to one of the geek shoots one year, but we always have to turn around and come home that day.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that want to show up. The geek shoot is sort of separate from Freaknik because of the liability standpoint, but we are talking about going to a computer-controlled range this year where we'll only shoot pistols. We have anything from, you know, a 22 caliber pistol to a 50 caliber Desert Eagle, which is an absolute interesting gun to hold. It looks kind of cartoonish. It's so large. But we'll have, you know, 15 people show up and a lot of ammo. Everyone gets to shoot everybody's gun. If you're looking to get into shooting, it's a good way to kind of be introduced, because you'd have people that know what they're doing and can teach you what's going on. And it's kind of our own crew, so you don't have to worry about people sometimes get embarrassed when they get on the range and they're not shooting correctly and people correct them. But when you have our crew around, we're very accommodating. We want to help you learn and do it the right way.
Well, if I can't talk, one of the things that we're going to talk about in our Arduino talk is how to build your own computer controlled range. Because
I'm sorry, you said you're going to...
We're going to talk about building pistol ranges with Arduinos.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Dude, that would be awesome.
I live out in the middle of nowhere, really like to shoot stuff.
You know, that's the best place to go do it, or no one will bother you. We, the Hacker Consortium, you might be interested in this, the Hacker Consortium is going to sponsor a airsoft gun shooting range. It'll be on the ninth floor, so we'll have tin cans set up, and it's basically to raise money for our hackerspace. But we're hoping to see how many people will come up and actually grab a gun and knock off a few rounds, so to speak. It ought to be a good time. I'd love if we could computer control it, but, you know, we haven't really gotten into the Arduinos yet.
Well, you definitely will once you see the talk. They're addictive, worse than cigarettes.
Well, you know, honestly, earlier today, Trip Squire and I were talking about which version to purchase. We want to make sure we don't single source ourselves on something and have to learn another set of instructions for a different device. But we're looking to purchase a handful of them before the con comes up, so we can actually sit down and start playing with them.
Well, you need to go to Modern Device and get some of the really bare bones boards. They're the cheapest ones, and they all do the same thing.
So if I were to show up with two or three of them in hand, I could have a good fun time over the weekend building something, right?
You certainly could.
I can tag you and make you sit down with me and show me the ropes with them, and not a problem at all?
Actually, several vendors, including them, gave us some stuff that we can, little kits to put together and give out.
Oh, that's excellent.
So we're going to be sitting down with a lot of people, hopefully, and showing them how to solder and build little electronic things.
Excellent. Sounds like a good time, man. I'm ready for it.
Well, buddy, we're really looking forward to it, too.
Good deal.
One other thing I'd like to bring up about Freaknik is that Freaknik's all volunteer run, but it's even more than most. Like, I think you get a T-shirt if you help out and volunteer, and you'll meet really, you talk about it, you know the con.
It's, do I? I don't know what I'm talking about anyway. It's Freaknik started off as just a bunch of guys getting together, and everybody kind of took their part, and someone built the network, and someone kind of arranged for security and things like that. And it got to the point where we had to have some more formal organization. And instead of just shaking the hand of somebody that volunteered during the weekend, we decided that you have to pay to get into the con, just because we have to do that. We're not large enough to get away without doing that. But in return for you spending 4 hours over the weekend helping us, either at the registration desk, in the hospitality room, if you happen to work on the security team, things like that, we'll give you a T-shirt for that. And I every year try to make sure that we thank the people that actually have spent the time over the weekend to man a post or to help out in some way, that we give our appreciation, because without the volunteers, there's no way we could pull this off. There's just too much to do, too many things going on. Once you stop in and kind of check out the conference, you can see that a lot of work goes into it, a lot of love goes into it also. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't fun, because it's definitely not a money maker. It's just there to get everybody together and have a good time and share knowledge and your experiences and to help other people out. So if you can come out and be a volunteer, it's the pat on the back and the T-shirt are well worth it.
And it's not tricky stuff to do either. It's just, don't be scared, and you'll meet lots of interesting folks doing it.
Yeah, pretty much the most intense thing is to be on the security staff, and there's sort of a stringent background check. Not really. We just want to make sure that anyone on the security team has some past experience doing things like that. If you're bonded, that's great. But people that can stay on their feet all day long and don't mind running around with a radio and taking care of business. But working the registration desk is a couple of hours of, you know, saying hi to people, running the cash register, getting T-shirts, people that deal with the hospitality area, or just making sure that the food stays stocked and things of that nature. So it's not very difficult work. You kind of have to tell us what time you want to be available and things like that. But it's just, 4 hours to give back to the community to make sure the con goes on. It's very easy to do, but it's a lot of fun. You meet a lot of really interesting people that way.
Awesome. Well, I think that's a good intro to Freaknik. We're going to have to do this after the con and see how it went.
Give me a couple days after the con.
Okay. We're all going to need a little time to recover and think about what really happened.
Yeah, I typically find out from the pictures after the con what really went on. So I have to have a few days to look those over.
Definitely. Well, thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
And I hope we can hear more from you. And we're all looking forward to Freaknik.
Anytime. We'll see you there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.